more and more people and families are trying to get back into the workplace in lots of different ways, including two-income households. And as a result, the young people in those houses need some added assistance. And nannies are a grand tradition, but one that may have gone by the boards as folks settled for a one-parent working household. Well, the economy has foisted double works on many of us these days. And Candy Wingate is with us for Nannies for Hire, he said so conveniently. Hey, Candy, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
It's good to have you along. Where are you today?
Actually, I'm located out in the Midwest here, out in Nebraska.
Out in Nebraska. Now, there's a woman who knows her snow.
Yes, we do know our snow, although today it's supposed to be, I think, 20, so that's not too bad here for Nebraska.
Well, you got a heat wave going over there.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
No problem at all. Well, this is a rough time all the way around. This has been a rough winter for weather. It has been a rough fall and winter for jobs and the economy and all sorts of things. And interestingly, you know, a few years ago when everybody was flying high, wide, and handsome, you know, nannies were the order of business, especially where we are. Candy, as you might be familiar, we are in the gold belt, if you will, of Connecticut. What has been up until relatively recently when the economy slammed so many of the financiers and so forth that abound and did abound in this area. So nannies were very much in evidence, and then they kind of went away, and now the suggestion is that maybe it's time for them to come back.
Yeah, correct. I think it was years ago people always thought nannies were actually just for the wealthy, and that's not really true at all. A nanny can actually save families money. For an aspect, if you have two or more children in a daycare, you could more than likely have a nanny at home and be paying about the same amount. But what a great convenience it would be to keep your kids at home. They will tend to get less sick. You don't have to pay for the gas to drive them back and forth to the daycare. If, for example, the children do get sick, you don't have to miss work. Your nanny can stay home with them. So that's a huge savings right there. I mean, look how many days that you have to miss work because your kids are sick, and who's going to stay home with them?
Yeah, oh, yeah, no question about it. All right, Candy, if you'll hold that thought, we've got to take a quick break here, catch up on some traffic, because people are probably coming home to take care of the kids that are out on an early delay at school today.
There you go.
You see, yet another reason.
Yes.
Hold that thought, if you will, please. Good to have you along with us today.
Thank you.
Nebraska. Candy Wingate is with us. Nannies for Hire is the name of the game there. And this is a situation that people are probably not as aware of as they might be, Candy, thinking that a nanny is going to cost them an arm and a leg and so forth. And as a result, here we are being squeezed by the economy. How can I possibly afford that? But you make a most cogent argument. If you've got a couple of kids who are in daycare or something like that, chances are you can have a nanny instead and probably for the same or even lesser monies.
Yes, that is correct.
That's pretty scary. It really is. You know, time was once when, you know, grandma or the mother-in-law or something like that would come in, but that often doesn't work these days. We're spread so far afield from one t'other, that often is not the option.
Yeah, correct. And it's really nice for the parents to have that person who actually comes into the home, that nanny, and, you know, she can help getting the kids off to school. You know, for example, she could even start the evening meal. So you're not going to the drive-thru or taking carry-out. When you get home, maybe the evening meal's in the oven. I mean, you know what's going on, which is just a money saver there in itself. You know, she could help the kids with their homework, so you don't need to hire the extra tutor.
Sure.
You know, have it all right there in the one spot where a nanny could actually help tutor that child in math or social studies or science or whatever it might be. And a nanny doesn't actually even have to work for a family full-time. I mean, she could work part-time. She could be maybe even just a summer nanny that you're like, gosh, what am I going to do with my kids this summer? You know, hire a nanny for a couple months to come in for the summer and let your kids experience the summer pools and that, the baseball games and the activities that they, you know, everybody wants to enjoy anyway.
Now, can you do it on a daily basis, that sort of thing?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Really?
Yeah, you might have a nanny come in just for a couple hours.
Hmm.
And that, you know, because you need before and after school care for your kids. that's perfectly acceptable as well. You know, or a mom that has maybe a stay-at-home mom, you know, she would love to have a day or two that she can just say, these are the days I'm going to do my errands, and or I'm going to do all the cooking for the week or whatever it might be. Then the nanny can actually just come and take care of the kids during that time.
All right. You know that as well as anybody does, there have been a million exposés of what goes on when your back is turned as a parent. And a lot of people are more than a little concerned about the ability to properly vet whomever it is that walks into their house. How do you go about doing that?
Yeah, I would highly recommend, no matter who you hire or if you take your kids to daycare, wherever it might be, check out where they're going or the person coming into your home. Run their background checks. Check their references. Ask questions. You know who's coming into your home. And don't just check one reference, check multiple references.
Yeah, you just don't know whether somebody is on the take from somebody. So when you get a reference from them, you might get one that is loaded as opposed to a straight scoop.
Exactly. You know, for example, if they're going to be driving your kids around, check out their driving record. You know, you need to know what is that like, and make sure you ask the questions.
We've got Mike from Stratford who's visiting with us. Hey, Mike, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing okay, thank you very much, given the realities of the day. Are you in a situation that might call for something like this?
Yeah, absolutely. We've used them over the years. And I have a question relates directly to the issue just there, which is security. But do you do any background checks or anything before you let them post up on your site?
The nannies are not background checked, but we actually give the families every tool that they can actually utilize to actually get the right nanny in your home. So you can have reference forms, and depending on the package that you choose, there are packages that the background checks are included as well. We will help you and guide you in the right way as well. We want the right nanny in your home just as much as you do.
All right, so they don't do it for you, but they will steer you in the direction and instruct you as to the best way to do that as thoroughly as is possible, I guess is the answer. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, we actually, our fees are so low here at nannies4hire.com. We're not charging you thousands of dollars in order to find somebody. We're charging you $100 in order to find somebody, and we keep our costs down, but we also help you along the way.
Yeah, I mean, I know we're just going through a situation right now where we, I don't know what website we got, but we got somebody who's got her, you know, came in, she's got a rap sheet as long as the car I'm in right now.
Oh, my gosh.
A little out bad. She spoke from our friend, police reports out, and I mean, it's just been a disaster, and it's like she had references and checked them, but they were probably on a take, and she had a background check, but I'm sure it was bogus.
Jeez.
So- yeah, and she's out there, and it's funny because she was back the next day when she stole money, cocked it, got whatever drugs she got, and she was back on this website doubling her hourly rate even the day before she called us back up and said, oh, I'm not coming in because my kids are in the hospital. So absolute disaster. So I think people need to really be careful who they let in their house.
Have you ended up with anybody that has worked, Mike?
Yeah, we have. We've done au pairs, which are good, and we have informal people. So it's not against it, but it was a real eye-opener and, you know, real unsettling, and it's still sort of ongoing. And we need to be careful. Because calm people are calm people, right? I mean, you know, smart guy, and we check references, but she knew everything to say because people that are criminals know how to get what they want.
Well, she's been through it before, probably, a lot of times. Yeah. So she's got this thing down, and you're just, a babe in the woods, relatively speaking.
You're sitting tough, and not only that, but ours is a special needs situation.
Oh, boy.
It's advertising for parents who have special needs kids and senior citizens. So think about that. She's hitting the most vulnerable people. Vulnerable people, so be careful, folks.
Well, listen, I wish you the best with that, Mike, and I hope whatever it is that you've gotten together works out for you effectively, and thanks so much for your input.
We're hoping for the police force now to do its job and hope the website, so she's still up. Hopefully it'll take her down, but no problem.
Jeez.
That's the things out there.
Well, that is scandalous. After all these negative reports, still being able to go and con other folks.
Yeah.
And at nannies4hire.com here, if we get a complaint on a nanny, like, you have said about the girl you hired, we will take her off the site. We want the safety of the site as well, so we will definitely take them off if we do complaints. And we do have special needs criteria as well that people, nannies, can actually answer on special needs questions as well for families like yours.
Yeah, and you know, again, like, I have a special needs child, so she's 7, started out 18 months. So we've been used people. over the years, and it's just been great. We've had great help, but this is just a real eye-opener. So people tell you what you want to hear, double, triple-check. And, you know, my wife mostly handles it, but I think what people really need to do is deep background checks, because when we got the police involved, and they are involved, two different police forces are, they knew who she was. She has a rap sheet. She's been on probation forever. She probably can't work legitimately, so that's probably why she's working in the informal mandate market.
So, Mike, how easy was it for you to get a real background check on this person or these people?
I don't know where it is. The police force did it.
Okay.
And somebody our friend did, too. She pulled it up on the Internet. But, you know, just too trusting. Been too trusting. We've always had, been fortunate in life that we've had plenty of angels looking out for us and taking care of us. And
yeah.
Came in and told her we wanted to hear, and we thought she was what we needed, and we ended up, you know, it ended up being a horrible experience, but it could have been a lot worse because the kids could have been put at risk. And now at this point, it's just stress dollars. So.
Yeah. Jeez.
And we do give you the means here at nanniesforhire.com where we can actually do the background checks right for you through a link on the site, or we can actually do them for you as well.
Okay.
I highly recommend everybody doing background checks on the person.
And that's the other thing, too. If somebody's working in the school system, their fingerprints are on file, which is good, because then that's like what the police say, the only, like, sure proof thing that you can't fake is your fingerprint.
Yep.
So it's like if you're anybody that's registered, a stockbroker, or people that work in the public education system, I think all the way through, they have to go for a thorough stuff to print it out. And they have a wonderful woman that I think is working now, and she's in the school system, so to know that, you know, she's on the up and up, because they certainly would not hire this other lady. That's true.
Well, here's hoping you can hang on to this one.
Yeah, well, thank you.
All the best. Thanks so much for your input, Mike. We appreciate it. Candy, it is good to have you with us, and these are the perils of the pitfalls. Needless to say, every parent's the bane of every parent's existence is having a vulnerable kid left with somebody who is less than scrupulous, and the possibilities of what could be happening in that case. So looking into that, checking, doing the background checks, having the means to do that, and the ability and the suggestion that you all offer to do that is certainly invaluable, no question about it.
Yeah, we definitely want the right nanny in every family's home, and we will definitely help you and give you tips on that as well.
And I'm sure that given the economy out there, there are lots and lots of very qualified people who are able to do that right now in particular.
Yes, we have a huge database of actually nannies looking for employment. So what a great opportunity for the families right now to go in and have a great selection to hire from as well.
All right. You can get more information from Candy and Company at Nannies for Hire. Nannies, the number 4, hire.com. And that will get you lots of information that will assist you in making the right decision for you and for your family, as the case might be. And maybe it works right for you financially or whatever, or not, as the case might be, but at least you'll have the education to do it right. Hey, Candy, thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
And enjoy the 20 degrees while you've got it, because it'll only get colder. You know that.
Exactly. It always will.
Take care. Thanks
all
so
right.
much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Candy Wingate, nannies4, number 4, hire.com.